Scientists say that the melting of glaciers may present a grave danger to us. The scientists from the US and China went to Tibet, where the oldest ice can be found, and started studying it. They found 28 types of infectious viruses that are frozen but still alive. If the ice starts to melt, they will immediately come alive. So now, in the face of coronavirus, there's a real panic growing. Those viruses are ancient, frozen for some 15,000 years. What effect will they have on humanity? They say it could be worse than coronavirus.
Quite possibly. It's a scary discovery. Perhaps it'll serve to chill all those hotheads.
Whom?
Politicians, first of all. Everything depends on them.
How are the politicians connected to the viruses?
By affecting the Earth's climate, global warming, etc. All that is on them. They should be throwing billions at it. Or perhaps they will hear me and won't have to throw billions to save the Earth. Rather, educate people instead. Facilitate people's connection. Push the people towards connection.
How is education related to viruses?
We affect nature with our behavior. With the lack of connection between us, given that it's time for us to become connected according to nature's plan, if we do not start uniting into a single humanity, we're headed into tremendous problems. The melting of glaciers pales in comparison. We are destroying the whole ecology, the integral ecology of the world and the surrounding space. We are destroying the ecology of the solar system. We don't realize it, but they are all closed systems that affect each other. First it is us, then the sun, and then the moon. They are all very closely interconnected systems, although they seem far to us. We can't even foresee the consequences that could follow quite rapidly. We must think all of this through. To achieve this, we need new politicians and new leadership, an entirely new governance of the world. Look at what they concern themselves with, elbowing each other out to take the throne for a year or two, willing to sacrifice the well-being of the people in their pursuit. I can't imagine how to put it in a manner that would touch people's hearts. However, if humanity wants to, it will be able to put things in order.
So why don't they want to?
They don't want to acknowledge it. They are keeping their eyes closed. Maybe now they will, since they've been given such blows that will only keep on escalating.
Is that so?
Yes, definitely. Even if they find an antiviral or other remedies, it will only get worse. Another medicine will get even worse, and so on.
You're not against the research on the antiviral medication, are you?
No, I'm not against it. I just think it's stupid because we're not going to achieve anything by it. We just continue on the path of mistakes and falls, all the time. This is not what we need to be doing. We need to realize the source of our incorrect attitude towards self, nature, the people, and then everything will work out.
Humanity is looking for means to stop the melting of glaciers, etc.
What for? These mechanical means are not what's required. No decisions stem from this level. We have to rise to a higher level. As Einstein said, do you want to bring about a change? You have to jump higher than the table in order to land on one.
Right, but how can they understand this?
They should listen to the Kabbalists. We are speaking in a clear, direct, experienced manner. We try to explain everything.
They can't grasp what brings people closer to one another.
It is the most powerful force in nature. Trying to make nature most integral is what we express on a human level. After that, nature follows by balancing itself out on all other levels. What is the reason behind the problem? It is that everything is coming out of balance. If people will try and restore this balance on their level, as you know, we're completely off balance, which can be seen in our relations, then all other parts of nature will automatically come into balance.
And what will be the result of it? Will the viruses that came to kill facilitate life instead?
Of course. Everything will come into balance. It will work the right way. There's nothing evil in nature. It is only on our level that we distort the harmony of the interconnected forces of nature. Hence, this distortion is manifested this way on the lower levels. Volcanoes, hurricanes, viruses, these are all forces of nature that are on the biological level. And later, it will reach the human level, meaning humanity will lose grasp of what it is doing or where it is, as if under the influence of drugs. Then no one will be able to do anything with people that will be walking around like
zombies?
Yes, zombies. doing God knows what, terrible things. Somebody might get an idea in his head to press some button in a nuclear plant.
What does that mean? That the problems have risen up to the human level?
Certainly. This is how they gradually rise, like water that rises, drowning all the levels of our human structure.
You are a man of exact science, but it's hard to hear you. It's impossible for the politicians to hear you, right?
No, the politicians won't.
Who are you addressing then?
The people. I never address the politicians. Nothing can be done except for sharing people's consciousness. The politicians are pre-programmed by nature. They execute the will of the people, whatever the populace demands. We need to get the people to want the right goals, and then the politicians will execute them. Politicians are deaf. They only care to stay in power. If they hear that this is what people want, they will say and do what people want. Anything to stay in power.
What should the people begin to want now? To suddenly change politicians?
People should want to be united with each other in kind connections. We have to think of what we have to do. For if this is allowed to develop in the natural, egotistic way, it will certainly be bad. We have to rapidly alter the trajectory of nature's path, turning it towards cooperation and interconnection. Then it'll come into balance. We can't escape these viruses or other organisms. They are all biological organisms. We have to direct it all into a good direction. If we turn it towards the positive, then they will not be able to hurt us. On the contrary, they will aid us in the new civilized development.
Toward life.
Of course. So everything depends on man.